Listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone, and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason. Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a tremendous Tuesday. This 5 o'clock hour brought to you by American Air HVAC, which knows every home has a different comfort need. With Wi-Fi systems, American Air HVAC can offer off-site troubleshooting and system monitoring. For a better dependable product and service, call our friends at American Air HVAC, 423-238-6848, or you can visit them online at AmericanAirHVAC.com. You hear the thunder struck, that can only mean it is time for UTC basketball coach Matt McCall's weekly visit. Coach, how are you today?
Great, guys. How you doing?
Doing fine, thanks. I guess the news of the day, the fact that the VMI game has been rescheduled for Monday, February 29th. That is the week of the SoCon tournament in Asheville. Do you like that? I know the tournament won't start for you if things keep going well until that weekend, but do you like playing that extra game right then?
You know what, guys? I don't mind it at all. I think for us, you know, we play, I think it's VMI and Greensboro both at home, and then we have a week off before we play Samford at home to close out the season, so you know, that Samford game is kind of sticking out there on an island a little bit as far as just, you know, one game before you play your conference tournament. So I don't mind, you know, sliding another game in there just for us to have another game. So there's not so much time in between games. So not bad at all. You know, kind of like it, you know, other than sliding it in there in this mix of, you know, we're getting ready to go on a stretch here where we play seven games in 15 days.
I want to talk to you. We had Joe Lunardi on last Wednesday, and you guys may have already been on the road to UNCG, but Joe Lunardi talked about some of the national exposure you guys had, saying that more guys around the country know about UTC than people may think around here. You know, obviously he had spoken with Will Wade up at VCU. He had covered a game in Dayton, and of course they know all about the Mocs. And then the College Insider comes out with the mid-major top 25 that has St. Mary's 1, Valpo 2, Wichita State 3, Arkansas Little Rock 4, Gonzaga 5, and Chattanooga 6. I mean, that is some good company there. What has it been like? What can you detect as far as the exposure out there nationally for the program right now?
Well, I think it's good. It's good from a recruiting standpoint, you know, that our program's getting exposure. But again, we're just focused on the next opponent. You know, we have a big challenge for us on Saturday night on the road. We know how difficult it is to win on the road. And that's our focus right now is Samford, you know, and Samford's had some big wins. You know, they went on the road and beat Nebraska. They're a difficult matchup. They had ETSU beat at home. That game was, you know, came down to basically one or two possessions. So, you know, that's our focus right now. And obviously from an exposure standpoint, it's good for us for recruiting for our program, but you know, we're just trying to keep our team focused on the next opponent. And that's our job as coaches right now.
You're listening to UTC basketball coach Matt McCall here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, my man, you talk about focus and togetherness, and I know this bunch is better than most about their cohesion and moving forward. But in your time at Florida and now your time now, you see something like this Blake Griffin thing. How do you manage personalities as well as beyond just basketball?
Well, I think that, you know, each player is different. You know, and every personality is different on your team, and I think that you have to, as a coach, you have to be wary of that and be mindful of that. And you know, it's unfortunate what happened with Blake Griffin and everything out there. Obviously, we don't have all the facts and know exactly what happened, but you know, you gotta focus on your team and focus on each and every individual, and you gotta coach each and every individual different because you know some guys' buttons you can push. And know how they respond in that way. And there's certain guys on your team that won't respond the same way as you coach someone different. So, you know, it's just, you got to be mindful of that as a coach. And it's unfortunate right now that, you know, Doc Rivers, who's a terrific coach, has to deal with something like that. But, you know, each guy on your team is different, and you got to coach that guy different. And, you know, it's something that I've learned and something I felt like Coach Donovan was terrific at, you know, pushing guys' buttons in different ways and trying to get them to respond in the right way. And, you know, fortunately for me as a head coach, I've seen how Coach did that, and very mindful of that.
I know y'all have got a whole lot of roots in Florida. How was the cold this weekend? Did the McCall clan get a chance to do a little snow bunnies over there at your house?
You know what? We got back on Friday morning, and on Saturday morning, Brooklyn had her snowsuit on that her mom and her mother-in-law had already gotten her, and she was ready to do some snow angels at about 7:30 a.m. So we walked outside and let her jump in there a little bit and flap her wings. She was excited. You know, Dad, he kind of stayed inside a little bit in the warm and the heat, and the fire was going still. So let the New Yorker in our household take care of that.
Fair enough.
You're listening to UTC basketball coach Matt McCall here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. We try not to ask you about this every week. We like to let a couple of weeks slide, but the latest on Casey Jones and what will there be now that the calendar is about to flip to February? Will there be any kind of target date before you just decide, hey, maybe we should just call it a red shirt?
Well, I think again, it's back to how his body responds. He's out of the boot. He's walking now. There's no crutches. There's no boot. Again, guys, it's about, you know, when he runs and cuts and moves, how does he respond? Does he feel comfortable with that? You know, is he okay running up and down? And, you know, we're still in that process of trying to figure that out, trying to pick a date as far as, you know, a target date or anything like that. We're not to that point yet. But again, you know, I think going forward here, you know, what's best for Casey? You know, because obviously I think Casey is a terrific player. He's got, you know, tremendous respect around the league, you know, and his career going forward here, what's best for him. And, you know, those are conversations that need to take place. And, you know, we're just trying to see how he responds here now that he's able to walk, no crutches, no boot, no brace or anything as he's moving up and down here. And can he run? Can he cut? Can he move? And so probably the next couple of weeks will be big as far as deciding that.
All right, you guys go on the road to Samford Saturday night. You're back home against the Citadel Monday night. That's a quick two-game turnaround. I know when you and Billy D were in Gainesville, y'all had the SEC deal sometimes where you'd have to play on a Thursday and turn it around on a Saturday. If you were the czar of the college basketball world, what other day besides Saturday would you want to play on?
Man, that's a great question. You know, obviously, I think you like Saturday, Wednesdays, because it gives you time in between games to prepare. But, you know, we're looking at basically 7 games in 15 days here coming up. So we'll continue to focus on the next opponent. You know, that's a brutal schedule, but obviously having a veteran team helps with a lot of that because they can absorb information in a shorter period of time as far as scouting goes. So, you know, I think Wednesday, Saturday is always the best because it gives you plenty of time to prepare as a coach. But, you know, I don't know, you know, obviously with TV and different things, you know, it's difficult to get that type of schedule in. But, you know, going forward here, it's going to be a big challenge for our team. And we'll just, you know, continue to focus on the next opponent in front of us.
All right. And that is Samford Saturday night. But again, next Monday night, back at McKenzie, the Mocs return to host the Citadel. Coach, as always, we thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Always appreciate you guys. Thanks, guys.
All righty, we'll open up the Hardee's Hotline again. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.